You think, oh, I want money. Krishna can't. Some people come to Krishna for money. You get money. Oh, I want relief from my distress. You get relief. Like that. Oh, I want to know what is this. You get to understand. Everything will be gained by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So, listen carefully, attentively to Srimad Bhagavatam, and you'll get the result very quickly. Prithu uvacha vasudetvam vadishyami. Matchasana paranmukham lavmukhim bhagavam bahisi ya excuse me bhagam bahisi ya vrinte natanoti chanovasu pitu uvacha vasudetvam vadishyami machasana paran mukham mukim bhagam bahisya vrinte natunoti chanovasu prithu uvacha vasudetvam vadishyami machasana paranmukhim bhagam bahishya vrinkte natanoti chanovasu. Pratu vacha vasudevam vadishyami machasana paran mukim bhagam bahishya vrinkte natanoti chanovasu.
Thank you.
Prithu Uvacha. King Prithu replied, Vasudev, my dear earthly planet, from you, Vadishyami, I shall kill Matt Mai Shasanu rulings Parakmokim disobedient to Bhagam your share Bahishi in the Jagya Ya who Vrinte accept Na not Tanoti does deliver Cha and Naha to us Vasu produce. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. King Prithu replied to the earthly planet, my dear earth, you have disobeyed my orders and rulings. In the form of a demigod, you accepted your share of the yajnas we perform, but in return, you have not produced sufficient food grains. For this reason, I must kill you. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The cow-shaped earthly planet submitted that she was, that she not only was a woman, but was innocent and sinless as well. Then she argued that she should not be killed. Besides, she pointed out that being perfectly religious-minded, the king could not violate the religious principles that forbade killing a woman. In reply, Prithu informed her that, first of all, she had disobeyed his orders. This was her first sinful activity. Secondly, he accused her of taking her share of the yajna's sacrifices, but not producing sufficient food grains in return. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yatrupatam aham vande sri gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam. So, King Prithu is not an ordinary king. Not an ordinary king. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And kings are supposed to represent the Supreme Lord also. But in this case, Prithu Maharaj is, we'll hear that later, how the earth had to accept the order, or else, or else. So Prithu Maharaj, he was speaking very strongly and he's becoming angry. So Krishna can become angry if you displease him. If you displease him, he may become angry at you. He's a person. And if you misbehave, you should expect punishment. You should expect it. If you disobey his orders, Krishna is saying in Gita, Jagya tat kamano nata loko yam kama bandana, that work for Krishna must be performed. It's not an option. It's not an option. Krishna is demanding. Sava dhamam paricharya mamekam saranam vraja aham tvam sava papebhyo moksha yishami mastu cha. He's demanding. You give up all of your other so-called occupations. Your only occupation is to surrender to me. Krishna's demanding. He's not saying it's an option, you know. You don't have to do it. No, he's saying, abandon all of these other dharmas and just surrender unto me. And if you're worried about it, what about my responsibilities? Krishna says, don't worry about your so-called responsibility. Your responsibility is to me. See, he can become angry if he wants. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some people say, oh, who is this Krishna making so many demands? Krishna's making so many demands. Who does he think he is? Don't worry. If you disagree with Krishna, Krishna can cut your head off. He can cut your head off. He's got a big club also. He can beat you. And that's his favor. That's his great favor. If you got such a thing, then you would be blessed. Then you would be, well, wonderful, wonderful. Let Krishna beat me like he didn't cut my head off. This would be a great favor. But no. He doesn't. He just hands you over to the material energy. Who's this coming from this side? Krishna has his energies. Krishna's not devoid of energies. Those rascals, impersonalists, they say, oh no, he doesn't have variety. No, Krishna has unlimited variety of energies. So many types of energies. Many types of energies. We can't even understand them. They're inconceivable energies. We only hear of a few different. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's giving us ABC. ABC. We got the internal potency. And we got the external potency and the marginal potency. We hear these things. What are the Sanskrit ones? I can't even remember. Like that, yeah. Antaranga Shakti. And the Bahiranga Shakti. And the Tatastha Shakti. Like this. These are his Shaktis. And he is Shakti Mam. Shakti Mam. He's the possessor of all the Shaktis. He's all powerful. And everything is meant for him. Bhoktaram Jagyatapasam. He's the enjoyer. And this Jagya is meant for his pleasure and his happiness. Not for your pleasure and your happiness. But of course, if we serve Krishna, then we get all pleasure and happiness. He's the source of pleasure and happiness. Therefore we call him Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's the source of pleasure and happiness. But foolishly, we're thinking, oh no, my senses, my precious senses, they are the source of happiness. Aren't you thinking like that? Yes. Oh, the tongue. I want to eat so much nice cake, so many nice things. Oh, I'm just thinking now, what will I eat today? And I will be happy. What do I need Krishna for? I can go to the hotel and eat chicken. Roast chicken. Like that. And I will be happy. It'll give me pleasure, happiness. Isn't it? Am I not thinking like that? Yes. Yes, I've been thinking like that for life after life. For life after life, that I'm independent. I can get pleasure and happiness by doing whatever I like. And this is another kind of happiness. Oh, I'm the controller. I'm the controller. Moktaram jagasapa sam savaloka maheshwaram. Maheshwara. The supreme controller of all the planets and the demigods. But no, I'm thinking, I can choose. I can run after women in the street, go to the movies, play my computer games, whenever I like. But Krishna's saying here, you're disobeying my order. You're disobeying my order to rule you. You're an obstinate fool. Therefore, you're put into the material world where you can undergo repeated birth, death, old age and disease again and again and again. And your happiness here from your senses is not happiness at all. It's not happiness at all. There is no happiness here. It is a mirage, an illusion. It's an illusion. You think it's happiness, but it's not happiness at all. You have to understand, it's not happiness. It's your enemy. Just like in the desert, in the very big desert, in that hot burning sand of the desert, so burning hot, you wouldn't last 5 minutes, you'll die. But within that desert is a mirage. So much beautiful water, you can see sparkling water. You can see buildings there. You can see beautiful trees and gardens there. And it looks like paradise. A paradise in the desert. So you go running there in the blazing hot sand. But you never get there. You never get there. You simply die and again take birth, again in that blazing hot sand. Again and again. Because it's only a mirage. It's not the reality. And Krishna's giving us this information that this material world is dukalayam ashashvatam. It's a place of misery. This material body is a place of misery. These senses are a cause of pathways to death. By serving Maya, what will I get? By serving this illusion, what am I getting? What will be the result? Only more suffering. Only more suffering, because I'm in the mode of ignorance. I'm in ignorance about who I am. I'm not in real knowledge about who I am. And what will make me truly happy? I'm thinking I can act independently, that I'm a controller. I can do as I like. Well, because we're given this independence. If I was not given independence, I would just be like this. I would just be unconscious. Conscious means you're given independence. You're conscious. You can choose what you think. You're choosing what you think. And Krishna says, fix your mind on me. Man mana bhava mad bhakto majjaji mam namaskaru. Always think of me. Krishna's not saying it's an option, you know. Oh, I don't have to think of Krishna. I can read the newspaper and think about so many. Oh, look at this, the latest car. You know, maybe I could get one of those. Wow, look at the beautiful ladies. Maybe I could get one of those. Like this. So what am I putting in my mind? What am I putting? Krishna says, put me. Put me in your mind. Put me in your mind. Why are you putting these other things in your mind? Put me, Krishna, in your mind by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very easy process. Very easy process. You can chant Hare Krishna anywhere, at any time. Krishna saying, at anywhere, at any time. Remember me. When you're in the bathroom, when you're passing stool, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was holding his tongue, right? He was holding his tongue. And one young boy, that Gopal in Puri, he said, hey, Mahaprabhu, why are you holding your tongue? He said, because I'm going to pass stool. And when I'm doing such a dirty thing, I cannot control my tongue. My tongue will chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hare. Always chanting the names of, and remembering the pastimes of Krishna. I cannot stop it. So I'm holding it. I think it will be offensive to chant while I'm passing stool. But Gopal said, no, no, don't stop it. Don't stop. No, it's never an offense. Because the chanting of the name of Krishna, he will purify every, you know, there's no restriction. Nam nama kari bahuda nija sava sakti. Sapita nama smarane nakala. Nakala, anytime, any place. And Lord Chaitanya, loudly. Loudly chant, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna, Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! So he's saying, chant loudly. Why? Could you think of anything else when we were chanting loudly? No. No. I couldn't think of anything else while I was chanting loudly. Because this is the process. This is the process to chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. No? Yes. 24 hours. Manmana baba madbhakto majya jimamnam. Always, always. Ketanaya sadahari. Ketanaya sadahari. Yeah, always. Why not? Why not? If I told you were going to die tomorrow, you're going to die tomorrow, what are you going to do? You'll be chanting very loudly without stop, right? Yes, I will. I will. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I will. Like this. So this is Krishna's order. It's not an option for living entities. And if we choose to misuse our independence, because you're given this independence, because you're a conscious living being, you're given this independence. You can independently think what you want. You can independently desire whatever you want. You can independently speak whatever you want. And you can independently work, act. You can act in any way you want. Am I? But I don't want to act like this. I don't want suffering. I want to be successful. I want to be beautiful. I want to be wealthy. Huh? I want to have many friends. Huh? I want a great family. You know, a very dear, intimate relatives. Huh? I don't want to die. Huh? I don't want to suffer disease. Huh? Okay. Krishna said, okay. 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 Where am I going to get it? You're only going to get that with Krishna. You'll only get that with Krishna. Yes. Yes, you will get that with Krishna. You'll get everything. But in this material world, you won't get it. You won't get it. There. You'll get to know that such things exist. You'll learn that such things exist. That friends exist. That family exists. That beauty exists. That wealth exists. That name and fame exists. You'll know they exist. But in the material world, they're only the perverted reflection of the real things. This is not the real beauty. This is not the real wealth in this world. You know, these beautiful Hollywood people, Bollywood people, or whatever you call them, in the glossy magazines, in the magazine, and on the TV, or so-called beautiful people. They're not beautiful. That's not beauty. And their so-called wealth, they're driving the latest, what do you drive here, I don't know. These big cars, massive cars on the road, like huge things. Whoa. That's wealth. That's not wealth. That's not real wealth. Is it? Huh? And you want friends. You want friends. In the material world, the friends you have might stab you in the back the next day. Your so-called friend is saying nasty things about you. Behind your back. Your so-called friends. And your family? Your family? Ah. Your family, when you get old, then you'll see the reality. They only want your money. What you can do for them. And the quicker they can get rid of you and get their inheritance, the better. Ah, get rid of the old fool. So we can get his money. And this is the so-called things of this world. But we should hear that this the Lord is angry at us. But his anger is his mercy. That's his mercy. Huh? It's his mercy. He wants to help us. But we are so stupid. I'm such a stupid fellow. Huh? For so many lifetimes, I did not surrender. I did not surrender. I'm such a stupid. And even he comes in his most merciful incarnation. Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, they're coming in the most merciful incarnation. But I'm such a stupid, I don't worship them. I don't chant the names of Gaur Nithai. I don't surrender to them. Even they're the most merciful and they'll immediately accept me. And they'll finish up all of my sinful reactions for millions of lifetimes immediately. And they'll take me to Goloka Vrindavan. But I don't worship them. I disobey their instruction. Srinadapi sinichanataro eva sahishnana amanina manadena kirtana yasada. I disobey their order. It's not an option. It's not an option. It's Lord Chaitanya's order. One must chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind. He didn't say, you may or you may not. You can chant Hare Krishna being very puffed up. Thinking, oh, ahambara, ahambara, I'm great. I'm a great devotee. I'm a Bodha Vaishnav because I'm chanting Hare Krishna. No, it's not an option. It's not an option. It's a must. You must chant Hare Krishna in a humble state of mind.
Like that.
So he's giving this order. This is the first thing. I noted. He becomes angry. Of course. Because he's a well-wisher. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we are so stupid. We are so stupid. We disobey his orders and rulings.
Like that.
Alright. And of course here, the earth is saying, well, I'm just a stupid woman. Please excuse me, ladies. I'm just giving this as a reference. Women are not stupid. Especially devotee women. They are to be respected, mother. But in this example, she's claiming, oh, I'm just a woman, therefore I cannot be punished. I cannot be punished. You can't punish me. I'm just a woman. You know, we don't do anything wrong. We don't do anything wrong. Because we're just foolish. We just make mistakes. Okay. And I'm not sinful. I'm not sinful. I'm not sinful. She's saying like that. Oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just a woman. I'm not sinful. But Vijaya Maharaj says, you're disobeying my order. And another thing you're doing, you are given things. You are being given so many things. And the deal is, I give you these things and you use them in my service. One should not use material benefits for sense gratification. Because we're engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotees. We are devotees, maybe neophyte devotees. So we're also engaged in dharma, artha, karma, moksha in a sense, because we do religious activity and we get economic development, some money will come. But we should use that for the service of Krishna. But if we use money, or now I can get the latest MP3 or whatever, we use these things for our sense gratification. Okay, he's using it to record the class, that's okay. But the many people, they're putting it, listening to the radio, the latest. And they use these things for sense gratification. And Krishna says, don't do this thing. Don't do this thing. These things are not for you. These things are for me. Get used to it. You have to get used to it. You have to fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Fix the mind. That's what we need a guru for. The guru says, hey, I see you using that for sense. I'll beat you. Like Prithu Maharaj. And the disciple goes, oh, Gurudev, please excuse. You have to have a guru there to pull your ear. Hey, what are you doing? So you're given some facility, use it for Krishna's service. Now you may be given very little facility, very poor, very poor. Huh. Or you may be given huge facility. Wow. Great opulence and wealth. Wow. But you must use it all for Krishna's service. You must use it for Krishna's service. Otherwise, you'll come under this one. Huh? You were given offerings, but you didn't distribute them. You're withholding them for yourself. You're keeping it for yourself. Like this. So this is another thing. Disobeying the orders, and you're given things you're supposed to distribute, but you're not distributing it. You are using it for your own personal enjoyment. So these two things we should be aware of. And these are two obstacles. Obstacles, let us say, like this. And it doesn't matter who you are. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, they're there. We're all under these things. That doesn't mean we don't accept opulence. Prabhupada wanted the devotees to have nice opulence. He said, if we just make a very simple cottage on the bank of the Ganges in Mayapur, who will come? Who will come? But if we build this very big, beautiful marble temple, oh, so many thousands of people will come every day. Like that. But Prabhupada warned us. He was warning us. He said, these God brothers were quarreling. They were quarreling. I want this facility. No, no, I want that facility. Why are they quarreling? Because someone is taking more. They're taking more. And I'm envious of them. He is getting, so I should also get. They're doing it, so I should also do it. They're getting all the Mahaprasad. I know, rascals. I also want it. I'm sure you understand what this point is about. So this is... Prithu Maharaj says, for this reason you should be killed. For doing this kind of thing you should be killed. Prithu Maharaj says, as a king I should kill you. Of course in Kali Yuga everybody's very bad. Everybody's very bad. Now I may take shelter of this excuse. Oh, it's Kali Yuga. It's Kali Yuga, you know, and we are very weak. We are very weak, and those things are to be considered just a common thing. Everybody does it. Everybody does it. And it goes on. Prabhupada will explain. But in Kali Yuga, everything has become so degraded. Practically everyone here is a thief. Practically we are all thieves. Just a different degree. And the whole society is a society of thieves. Because there's no leader like Prithu Maharaj. Who'll say, look, if I catch you, you'll be put to death. Like this. So practically speaking, people are all degraded. So the whole atmosphere of Kali Yuga is very dark. Very dark. Full of mistrust. Full of mistrust. Huh? Because everybody is on the take. In English we have this saying, everyone's on the take. They're not on the give, they're on the take. Like this. You take donations. Like this. And we give some. We keep some. Like this. Like that. So in Kali Yuga, this is there. But we have no excuse. Because if you chant Hare Krishna, then you're not in Kali Yuga. You're not in Kali Yuga. If you're chanting Hare Krishna, Namabhas. Namabhas chanting means you're freed from the influence of Kali Yuga. But if you're still acting, Kali Yuga, you know, Kali Yuga, then that's not even Namabhas, is it? What's that? What do you call that? What do you call it? That kind of chanting? Nam what? Aparad. Like that. So we should not do that as devotees. We don't want that. We don't even want Namabhas. We want to get free from every possible disobedience and selfishness. We want to get free from selfishness because that's our enemy. That's what's bringing me into this material world again and again, is this idea that I am the enjoyer and I'm the controller. Like this. Well, actually, Krishna is the enjoyer. And he's the controller. And when I serve him, with Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness means to understand. Yeah, actually, it's meant for his pleasure and happiness. I go and I offer flowers, I offer aarti, I offer bhoga, I offer prayers, we do kirtan, then we take prasadam, and we discuss amongst ourselves the glories of Krishna, how wonderful he is, how beautiful he is, how famous he is, what a wonderful controller he is. Like this. Then we're happy. Then we'll be happy. And we'll know what happiness is. We'll know what happiness is. Because we'll become free from all fear. We'll become completely free from all fear. There'll be no fear at all. And we'll become peaceful. Shanti. We'll get peace. Because our material desires will reduce. And we'll become happy. Because my mind will not be going here and there. My mind will only be thinking of Goni Thai, of Radharasa Bihari, of Ram, Lakshman, Sita, Hanuman. And how we want them to be happy. And I'll only be thinking about the welfare of others. Not me. What do I need? I don't need anything. Because I've got everything. Like Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami. He is just living very simple life. It's very simple life. He's just eating some dried chapati and some chana, because the local people, they give to sadhu like that. They have some prasad, they cook too much. Oh, go give it to that sadhu. He's getting some dried chapati and some of the village people give him some bhoga to offer to his deity, like that. There was one Brahmana of Kashi. He was worshipping Lord Shiva. He was thinking, whoa, I'm now going to become Grihastha. I need money. Because I'm going to accept Grihastha Ashram. I need as a Brahmana, so I'll worship Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva gives wealth. And he's Ashutosh. So I'll worship Lord Shiva. He was thinking like that. And he was a very pure Brahmin. Very pure Brahmin from birth. And so he's worshipping Lord Shiva. And with great devotion he was worshipping Lord Shiva, offering Lord Shiva so many prayers and oblations and what? And Lord Shiva. Okay. So he went there. What do you want? He said, oh Lord Shiva, please give me wealth. Please give me real wealth. Because I need, I'm very, very needy. So Lord Shiva, he knew, he's looking at this Brahmin, very pure Brahmin. Okay, you want real wealth, then I bless you, you go to Vrindavan, and you meet one sadhu there, Sanatana Goswami. He has great wealth there. He has a touchstone. Sparshamani. He has a Sparshamani. He'll give it to you. Go and ask him for it. And then Shiva blessed him and disappeared. So that Brahmin, he went to Vrindavan and he searched, asking, where is one sadhu, Sanatana Goswami, where is he? And residents of Vrindavan, he has no house. He lives in the forest. That's sure. Where is he? Different tree. sleeping under tree only. Yeah, so he's going here. Oh, and he heard of him. He's staying on bank of Jamuna. You go to that Jamuna there, in that part of the forest, you will find him there. So he went there, and he saw Sanatana Goswami chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, chanting and chanting. So he came and fell at the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami. Touching Sanatana Goswami's feet, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Sanatana Goswami, acha, acha. Who are you? Where have you come from? Why are you coming here to this place? To see me? So that Brahmin, he told him how he worshipped Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva had sent him here to get this sparsha money. Sanatana Goswami, oh, that thing. Oh yeah, yeah, now I remember when I was taking bath in Jamuna, that thing came and was touching my feet. That was a very bad day. Very inauspicious day. That thing was coming to me. He keeps coming to me. I tried to throw it, but it kept coming. So I've taken that thing and I've one garbage pit where people throw rubbish. It is in there. Just look in there. You'll find it. I just threw it in there just a few days ago. You'll find it there. So that Brahmin, he went into the garbage and he found that stone. And he had brought one small iron nail. Wow. And he turned iron into gold. He turned that iron into gold. Like this. Wow, yeah, it works. So he came and he showed Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was not interested. He's not interested. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that Brahmin, he was very pure and intelligent. And he was looking at Sanatana Goswami, who was very peaceful and effulgent. And he was thinking, he's keeping this in rubbish. I think Sanatana Goswami has got something more valuable than this. He's got more value, something more valuable. I wonder if he'll give. So he asked Sanatana Goswami, do you have greater wealth than this? Sanatana Goswami, oh, that thing, that is insignificant. That is an insignificant thing. Is insignificant. What is there is greater than this? What is it? And Sanatana Goswami said, you can have that greater thing, but first you must give this up. You take the one very deep part of the Jamuna is there, very dark black water. You throw it into that deepest part and that gold, throw it, then come here. And I will instruct you. So that Brahmin, he immediately put faith in it. He immediately put faith in it. And he went there and he threw. And then he came back. And Sanatana Goswami said, sit here with me. You stay here with me. And chant Hare Krishna. And I'll tell you all about Radha and Krishna. Like this. So that Brahmin, he was very intelligent. So he stayed there and he got Krishna Prem. Because he's doing such sadhu, such a sakwa. And getting the pure name all the time. And hearing such wonderful leelas of Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Like that. So very easily he got it like that. So this story is there to show us that if we are really intelligent, we should see what is the value. What is the value? But what is my adhikar? You understand? What is my adhika? He was a very, very pure Brahmin. You even got the darshan of Lord Shiva. Vaishnava Nam Tatha Sambhut. Wow. So I got the... I'd be rolling on the ground if I got the darshan of Lord Shiva. Such a great Vaishnav. Mahajan. King of the Devatas. God of the gods. Wow. Such a great devotee. So he, what was his? He had great qualification. But I am not so qualified. I am not so qualified. If Krishna offered me this spashamani, I'm a vanaprastha, right? But if Krishna offered me this spashamani, what will happen? What do you think? I'll be touching everything with it. Oh, gold, 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 more gold. Wow. If I gave it to you, this spashamani, what would you do with it? You'll throw it, right? You'll destroy it. No, no, it's very bad. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Understand, Hare Krishna? No, Baba, you wouldn't. You'd be going, you'd be touching everything in the building. Like this. And it would be the worst thing for us. Like poison. Like that. Because we would develop such a spirit of enjoyment. The spirit of enjoyment. Ah. No, Krishna's very kind. He's very kind to us. He keeps us in a good position. Because Vaishnavas are like Brahmins. Vaishnavas are Brahmins. So Krishna keeps them very simple, keeps them sense controlled. So in this way, I'm going on these different points anyway. So, point is, what was the point? The point is that we should use everything in the service of Krishna. Everything should be used for His pleasure. And devotees are completely happy. Devotees are satisfied. Krishna says this thing, Kapila, He says it to His mother, that even if my devotees are offered liberation, the five kinds of liberation, they don't even accept that. What to speak of material enjoyment within this material universe, which is just garbage. They don't accept these things because they're completely satisfied with devotional service. And they're very dear to Krishna. They're very, very dear to Krishna. They're going to be the most intimate friends of Krishna in Golok or Ayodhya or Vishnulok, according to their desire. According to their desire. In Navadvip. In Golok. Or you can have both. You can have both. You can be in Navadvip and Vrindavan. Wow. That sounds good. So according to the desire, intense desire. So devotees, they are very rare. What is my adhika? I have no adhika. Therefore, I'm just offering prayer to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Please save me. Please save me. Please save me. Because I have no such adhika. I'm just a wicked materialistic person. I'm only thinking for my sense gratification. This is my habit for a very long time. So we're praying at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, please save me. Please save me, help me, and protect me. Please protect me from this wicked mind. From my wicked mind and my wicked habit like this. And please deliver me quickly. Protect me like this. And the devotee, he prays in this way, and in this way he's safe. He's safe, and then he does not become disobedient. Like, please protect me from being disobedient. Please protect me from misusing what you are giving. Like this. And Krishna will give more and more and say, oh yeah, you're speaking it? Or are you really within your heart? Are you just speaking it, or are you going to do it? Okay, then I'll test you. We'll see. But we're praying, Krishna, please give me the intelligence and give me the strength that I will never disobey your order or the law in this way. Okay, I thank you very, very much for giving me opportunity to speak something. Does anybody have any comment to correct me? Or would anybody like to ask any question? No? Grantaraja Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Go Pramanandi, Hari Hari Guru. Jai Go Pramanandi.